When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day, The Waiting by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Well, you're in the nines for sure. What year was that?
81.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of it, I wonder sometimes if I like Petty, Bill, Jake, because it takes me back to a better time. it's an incredible time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Bill, me and Bill, it was the best. I peaked out in about 81, actually. Yeah. God, that's a long time from my peak.
been gone for a while now.
Stop.
33 years.
Stop.
Right? No, more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. Anyway, yeah, that's one of Tom's better songs. I mean, it's probably top 10. So it's automatically, if it's a top 10 Petty song, it's automatically a 9. 9.27768.
Nice. I like Petty. I'm not nowhere.
We haven't heard that before.
I'm never near anywhere close to what you guys, the Xanadu that hits you guys. Yeah. That's not even.
You said the right word.
And Xanadu. I like it. And I like Petty. There's some things about him that is very enjoyable to me. It's moderately might change the song. It's a 6.2.
That's fine.
Best.
You can take a 6.2.
I mean, it's.
I'm
not sure it's even top 10 Petty. And I would change it. It's not a walk-up song. Oh. It doesn't bring anything, any sort of
zest. We just have a different outlook on Petty.
And I like Petty. I'm not anti-Petty.
There's Xanadu for me.
But this song would not do anything. But it does bring me back to better times. I knew all the words. So it's like I've heard it a bunch.
Xanadu. Is it top five for you, Petty? It's top five for me, for Petty.
I don't know if I could squeeze it into top five.
I mean, he's got like 20 songs to choose from. 30 to choose from.
Yeah. No. Not top five, okay. But I think I can get it in the top 10.
We got to guess Josh's score over here. I assume Josh probably likes
Josh's
it.
Josh's is almost, I would say Josh is out of control, but Farley is way out of control today.
We've lost Farley. Well,
yes. Terrell Farley.
I don't know.
What's going on?
He yelled at us.
He yelled at us.
He asked Josh an inappropriate question. I mean, completely inappropriate. HR wouldn't even know what to do with that question.
he'd be fired on the spot, actually.
He would be fired on the spot.
We're going to know now because HR is going to be here now that they've announced on the radio.
At any rate.
7-2.
I'm going 8 for Josh.
Right.
8 flat.
Okay. I like Bill is uncanny with how good he predicts these scores. I'll say 7.
9.1.
Whoa.
9.1. Tom Petty. He's a Tom Petty
fan. Look how excited Jake is. Look at his nose. Tail's wagging.
Yeah, it's like, wagging over
it
there.
Is.
Yeah, it's wagging.
It's like sugar.
I don't know that he is a Tom Petty fan.
He doesn't like the Eagles. Right. He doesn't like the Eagles. He likes Tom Petty.
I'm glad Farley asked the question now.
Okay. Some ratings here. Some ratings here. Notorious.
Yours inappropriate is Farley.
B.I.B. 8.5. Rod in South Lincoln says, good way to start the week. That's a 9. Triple H's dad, a 5. Brad from the Baldwin Shop says, solid 7. Welcome back, Bill, by the way.
God
Thank
bless
you. From
him.
The Baldwin Shop.
The Baldwin Shop welcomes you. If you got a welcome back from the Baldwin Shop.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah. It means a lot.
That means a lot. Especially since I've been to the Baldwin Shop.
Yes.
You've been there.
Oh, that was so much fun going over there.
Yeah.
Just seeing the faces of everybody that is holding this city together.
They are.
Yeah, that was incredible. Sean, anything from Vince from Napa?
I haven't seen Vince today in Napa. Sean and Omaha gives it a 9. Who in Columbus?
Bert!
7.4.
Ooh.
Pretty solid by the
He went with the decibel.
Yeah.
He did. That is uncommon, right? Good call. He's just a flat number.
Yeah. Wow.
Ryan in California, 8-4. Believer says, pure crap. -9.
Pure crap.
-9.
That's strong.
Come on, Believer. Corey and Lincoln is 7. Husker Mike in Waterloo is 7.5. Isaac says 8.5. Dino, 7.2. The Texas Casanova says, I've never heard that song before. He's 39 years old.
How old?
39.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
heard.
That's
impossible.
That's the best response to anything so far. I've never heard that song before.
That's impossible with the wind. It's impossible. What do you listen to, Casanova? Jennifer 7.
What
hubby,
about Beef Taco?
No, I don't see Beef Taco.
Wait a second.
Here.
Jennifer what?
7 and Hubby 7.9.
Good scores.
They said,
the home.
And they said great start to the week on that one.
It was.
It was a good start. I gave it a 6.
It's not bad.
6-2. Yeah.
Before Bill throws a quick legal ID, hang on 1 second here.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Let's get to Bill's Thrills on a Monday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387. We missed Bill last week. Me and Sipchit did the best we could to fill in.
We
Bill's
muddled.
We tried. It wasn't the same. So
there'd be no
Bill
muddling.
Back.
You guys are above muddling. You're way ahead of that.
It was fine.
We tried. Okay. We did our best we could. We did our best we could. But Bill is back to take his throne for Bill's Thrills.
Right. I was so back to be
You're
back.
You're taking
with
your throne.
On
back.
Bill's
it's
Thrills.
So back to be back with the cash cows also.
We should
also, just so everyone knows right now, they had Scheffler. They had Scheffler as the winner.
Did.
So if you'd have taken their advice and wagered with them and then ran it through the tax-free app, right now you'd be on your way to Fiji.
Damn it.
Yeah. Whoa. All expenses paid.
How's that sound?
That's
Fiji.
What would have happened.
Sounds good.
Just listen to these guys.
Fiji's interesting place.
Fiji. They know everything they're doing. I'm telling you what. These guys, they're pure brilliance is what they are. They're ahead of the game financially.
Fiji.
Yes. So we talked about Monday is football.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So I went football fantasy.
Mm.
Football fantasies that don't happen. Sip's getting a phone call.
He is getting a
phone
call.
Sip got a phone call. Who would be calling you during the show?
Loud.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who would be calling you during the show? They called during the show. That's incredible. Anyway, so football fantasy for me was things that don't happen, that it just doesn't happen in this world at all. Occasionally you'll get a reunion. Even that's not that much. So football fantasy for me was I got invited by the University of Utah head coach, Kyle Whittingham, invited me out for 3 days to observe practice, to meet with their staff on certain things. So it was professional development for both sides for me.
Professional development.
For me and from the other side. But the cool thing about it is when I get out there is that so Kyle Whittingham and myself were the two coaches that were retained by Urban Meyer when Urban came in, and they kept two of us. That was the two that stayed. And then Kyle stayed on, and everyone, you heard Urban say it the other day, I mean, everyone would agree right now that man for man, he's probably the best coach in college football, getting the most out of his talent, what he's done. Somebody like, oh, they've had a little more success, or they've done this, especially now with someone of like a Nick Saban retiring, or they don't have the same...
Kirby.
They don't have the, they don't have all the same same power behind him as far as financial, but this is really good. Their facility... Okay, their facility is unreal. It is unreal. You're standing on the field, and you're on the two fields or practice fields. On both sides are it's 75 degrees out, and both sides are mountains capped with snow. When you see it's incredible.
That'd be pretty nice.
But here's what doesn't happen. You don't get together with past people. So obviously Kyle and myself worked together. He was a D coordinator. I was his DB coach at the time. Then we've stayed great friends ever since, and always keep in touch. Then I go over the offensive coordinator, my best friend Andy Ludwig.
Andy Ludwig, a
complete guru of football. They've two Pac-12 championships with him at the helm.
Two Pac-12.
And so we were together at Wisconsin. And so one of my best friends in the history of coaching. Then I go over to defense. Like, well, about the defensive coordinator. Well, it's Morgan Scali. He played for me. We had the whole conversation. He was a running back. I made him come over to defense. I made him suggested it, came over. I go, Morgan, you'll be an all-conference player. He really was an all-conference. He ended up being the defensive player of the year.
What position?
Safety.
He was a safety.
So he moved him over there. So the two coordinators, I know with that. I know the whole staff. So to get a chance to have a reunion like that with an entire staff, I'm talking to Lewis Powell, the D-line coach. He pulled the miracle out in the north end zone. We're playing BYU. We're going to end the game. We're probably going to lose. It's like first and one at the one. All of a sudden, there's a quarterback sneak and kind of a scrum, and no one really knows what's going on. All of a sudden, Lewis Powell just comes out of it with the ball. Has the ball. No review. The officials kind of looked at themselves like, what do you think? I don't know. Gave the ball to us at Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, so it was incredible.
Louis Powell.
So he's coaching the D-line. Luther Ellis, who played, I think, 10 to 12 years in the NFL. He's their other D-line coach. So get a chance. And I know him well. Get a chance to spend time. But you don't get a chance. These reunions, guys have reunions. This is like my own reunion with all these people. They don't exist.
No.
You never get back to get with these people. There's none. I've never gotten together with my group from Utah State. Never gotten together with my group
life
from LSU.
Too fast.
Their life goes too fast. There's too many directions. And then all of a sudden you want to have a reunion down the road like 20, 30 years and okay, it happens. And then you see some people at that time. But in general, it doesn't happen.
Nope.
So I'm just a big proponent of that. And then I send a text message out as I'm there to Alex Smith. Alex Smith was first round pick from Utah that I was lucky enough to have a chance to recruit and go
first rounder.
So Alex, number one overall. I sent a text to him. So he texts back right away. How's the number 11 looking? They have a new quarterback, freshman quarterback. So he's
on it.
Text back right away. We talked about Utah and stuff. I sent a bunch of pictures of because Alex donated everything for the new weight room.
Really?
So, wow. So I texted all the pictures, all the different stuff.
Donated it.
So to be able to go back and forth and be able to talk to him about different things. We just had all these old stories of all these good times, and it was just incredible to be able to get back together with a group. And then it also was a lot of fun for me just to get back into football.
So they're practicing.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, spring game is Saturday.
How do they look?
They look rare. They're a very good team.
Do they look like a team that, the Pac-12 is no longer. Where are they?
It'll be interesting.
Big 12.
So we had the conversation when I was there of the things that are going to be hard. When you go into a new conference,
Going into Big 12.
Every game is different now. They're used to playing USC, UCLA, Arizona State. They're used to playing all these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a whole new deal. Mm-hmm. But as Coach Whittingham pointed out, it's a whole new deal for them also. All the other teams, now that's a new deal for them. Now there's several teams came with them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what stands out about Utah is, in my opinion, there's three. There's the Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama. And I think the next best one, if not right there, is BYU, Utah.
Rivalries.
And people say USC, UCLA, they'll say it's a rivalry. Then you just turn it on, their stadium's half full. Utah, BYU, it is the most hatred. And here's the reason to have it.
Hatred.
You have to have a rivalry But to have a rivalry, both teams have to turn the keys, which means you're our rival. Some people say we have a rivalry. I mean, Nebraska says it about Iowa. That's our rival. Iowa's go. They push back. They're like, no, we're not. No, that's not our main rivalry.
What did they do?
They
shake their head.
That's not it. So when you don't have a rival, when you don't have a rival, can you just say right now? I mean, if you go back, just take out the last when did Nebraska win the Big Ten? 12 years ago, something like that.
Won the Big Ten?
Yeah. When did Nebraska come into the Big Ten?
When did they come in? Yeah. I thought you said when did they win the Big Ten? I was like, I don't.
What year?
11.
I missed that. 2011 won the Big Ten.
So then prior to that, them and Iowa played like 5-6 times. They don't play. Right. They didn't play each other. Right. So you don't have a natural rival. They have one that's been playing for every year for 100 years.
They push back on that, yeah.
Yeah, they push back on it. They do push back on it. Yeah. But anyway, my point is just when you have a rival, and now Utah and BYU are back in the same league again.
Ooh.
They're back. So now they're playing. They're in the same league. So
it is hatred, too.
So it is fun. If you talk about fun playing in a game, that game's fun.
It's intense.
Holy yeah, boy. It's fun. But anyway, just a chance to get back to that. And my point of this whole Bill's Thrills is get your reunion on. Go meet people that mean a lot to you. That's what was the most important.
Get your reunion on.
I like that phrase.
Get your reunion on.
You can say on at the end of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Get your dance on. Get your drink on. Yeah. Get your lunch on. Yeah. Get your dinner on.
We're going to go with get your reunion on.
Get your reunion on
today.
Get your reunion
on. Because if you don't get those chances to go see those people and have a chance, wherever it is, right now, who do you still know at the Journal Star?
A lot of people.
Go see them.
Get them on. Yeah, I thought about that yesterday.
Get your reunion on.
Get
your reunion on. Just walk around like that. It'd be great.
Or just go into the Journal Star.
You go into the Journal Star and walk around like that. Start talking. Hey,
who's this guy? Who's the old guy?
Yeah, who's the old guy?
Who's the old guy?
Yeah.
Who's the old guy?
But it was
get your reunion on.
Get your reunion on. It matters. Like that. And then also, it's very healthy. It's healthy for me to see good people, talk some ball, hang out in meetings.
And you were out in the beautiful environment.
Yeah, it was beautiful like that. I got 3 days out there. That was a lot of fun.
You seemed recharged.
And I got to meet spirit animals on the trip.
At Starbucks.
At Starbucks, and then where I broke the pepper Minneapolis on the flight home.
You met your spirit animal at a Starbucks in
Utah. That was in Salt
Lake
City.
Incredible
airport.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all been redone. It's
nice. Strangely never nice been there.
It's a very nice airport.
I don't remember.
Also, I was there this last summer.
There's two
nice
Delta
airport.
Hubs that will blow your mind, and it's Atlanta and Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is the hub to the entire Western universe. It's like everyone flies through Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake's it's a great airport.
I believe you.
They have an NBA team.
Now an NHL team. The Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City.
I guess I've always flown through Denver, it seems like.
Try Salt Lake City.
Try Salt Lake your next time.
Okay.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour 2 next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.